Hey, welcome to today's word of encouragement from Our Daily Bread. The devotional for today titled, Choices Matter, was written by Arthur Jackson. Pastor Damien's schedule included hospital visits to two people nearing death who had chosen two different life paths. In one hospital was a woman beloved by her family. Her selfless public service had endeared her to many. Other believers in Jesus had gathered around her, and worship, prayer, and hope filled the room. In another hospital, the relative of a member of Pastor Damien's church was also dying. His hardened heart had led to a hard life, and his disheveled family lived in the wake of his poor decisions and misdeeds. The differences in the two atmospheres reflected the contrasts in how each had lived. Those who fail to consider where they're headed in life often find themselves stuck in uncomfortable, undesirable, and lonely places. Proverbs 14:12 notes that there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. Young or old, sick or well, wealthy or impoverished, it's not too late to re-examine our path. Where will it lead? Does it honor God? Does it help or disrupt others? Is it the best path for a believer in Jesus? Choices do matter, and the God of heaven will help us make the best choices as we turn to Him through His Son Jesus, who said, "Come to me, and I will give you rest."Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Proverbs chapter 14, verses 8 through 12. The wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways, but the folly of fools is deception. Fools mock at making amends for sin, but goodwill is found among the upright. Each heart knows its own bitterness, and no one else can share its joy. The house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the upright will flourish. There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, you are the source of life. Would you give us the courage and strength to surrender our life to you and do what honors you? And as people look back on our lives, may their minds turn to you because of how we loved and served others well in your name. Thank you, Lord, and it's in your name that we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening today. My name is Wes Ward, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.